we're always open. You know, we've done, I guess we have a policy against doing things during the season, but we've done our tees in May. We did Beckett in what, June or July last year.
So you would talk to him during the season if he wanted to?
We always listen, sure. Yeah.
How was he with the decision?
Very professional. You know, I think he understood. I think, you know, I think he's disappointed, but Kurt said, and I believe him, it won't affect his preparation or his performance one bit. He's never been driven by contracts. That's not what he's all about. And I expect that, you know, despite the fact that he says he's going to file for free agency, that we'll have an opportunity to talk after the season. It's always a factor for every player. The older you get, the better condition you gotta stay in. He's working hard. You know, I think he'll be where he needs to be on opening day.
Theo, why the deadline to be this far in the spring training? Why couldn't it, is Kurt's deadline to do it today?
No, there wasn't a deadline per se. It was just, I think we're adults. There wasn't a lot of hiding the ball or negotiating. It's kind of, so based on the preliminary talks we'd had, it was clear that this wasn't the right time from the club's standpoint.
Did
Kurt respect that?
No,
we had agreed to talk early in spring training. It was just kind of the day that made sense for both of us. So just kind of grabbed him, pulled him aside, and we had a brief talk.
Do you think that the age factor represents a greater risk of getting a guy a new contract than, say, the health issues with Pedro and the trying to pick up his options before the end of spring training?
I don't really understand the question. That's one of those kind of loaded questions. How important the factor is age?
Yeah, I mean, there certainly were risk factors involved with Pedro when management decided to pick up this option.
I see.
For the season. Are there greater risks involved in your view with age?
Yeah, I think age is a pretty important factor in that determination.
Was John Henry in the meeting yesterday?
It was just the two of us.
Just the two of us. And was John apprised of where things were?
Yeah. John, Tom, and Larry all were aware of where things were. I think the only surprise factor was the radio interview this morning. I don't think they knew that was going to happen, but that's no big deal. They were up to speed every step of the way.
You know, Tom indicated this morning that this day and age, it's not that unusual for teams to wait, especially if the player is older.
Yeah.
Is that something that has become more prevalent the last couple of years in baseball in terms of waiting out?
No. Not really. I think that's always been there. If anything, older pitchers are kind of establishing that they're still worth something as well. You know, there's been more guys pitching successfully into their 40s. So that hasn't really changed. But you know, there's a lot of precedent. Mike Mussina's of the world. And, you know, you look around the league, there are a lot of guys who go into their contract year when they're late into their 30s or into their 40s. No, I mean, we talked to his agent. He said he's not going to be there, so that's fine. You know, he's dealing with a family issue, and we're not going to document his exact whereabouts on an hour-to-hour basis. But he told us he's not going to be there, and he's tending to his mother, and we believe him. Last night, yeah. I got an email from a member of the media about Manny's potential whereabouts. Followed up with the agent and was told he wouldn't be there.
Do you see it as a distraction, or is it just Manny has been part of who he is and what he
does? I don't think it's a distraction if we manage it in the right way, which is defining clear expectations when he gets here about, you know, accountability to his teammates and the organization, and then communicating with the veteran leadership of his team about any issue that might be a little bit out of the ordinary. Those steps usually avoid distractions for the most part. Eliminate distractions. Doctor.
Is it all bothersome that you would have even agreed to deal with something during
the Everyone's got a different, you know, some guys use BlackBerries, some guys have personal schedule. Everyone does it differently. I think, you know, Manny certainly, you know, intends to be here as soon as he can and get ready for the season. So I think it's, not the biggest deal in the world, provided he's here March 1st or even earlier, if his mother's situation resolves itself. And, again, once he gets here, has a great attitude, And is accountable to his teammates and the organization for his actions.
Given that February 27th,
he won't be for this excuse absence. That date, that simply lays out when a club can, if it wishes, impose discipline, but it's not a mandatory reporting date in the true sense of the word. We can give players permission to show up late for certain instances, and family always comes first in this organization, and we'll continue to.